Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Is it a tire Tuesday? What's the vibe? What's our Tuesday vibe today? Let's go around the studio really quick. Jessica, your Tuesday vibe?
Garage Boy told me last night that they call Tuesday Terrible Tuesday at work.
Terrible. Why terrible? Because it's tiring?
I guess, because we were talking about this last night, how, like, you know, Monday, I think just from the Sunday scaries, it, like, gives you, whether it's good or scary energy, you're, like, awake for Monday. Yeah. And then Tuesday, that's kind of when, like, you're tired. And I was like, yeah, tired Tuesday at work. Greg Carpenter from 101.9, that's, like, what we say the show. And he's like, at my job, we call it Terrible Tuesday. And because he said anytime something goes wrong, or something breaks, or like an issue, it always happens on a Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So
Seems just sending
all the good vibes to everybody on Tuesday. So it's not a terrible Tuesday. It's a take it a step by step Tuesday.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
If we're the first people to talk to you this morning, that's it. We're gonna completely change the trajectory of your possibly crappy Tuesday.
Take it one step at a time.
That's
Tuesday.
Too long. We summed that up a little
bit. No, I love it.
That takes so long
to say.
Take it one step at a time, Tuesday.
It makes me feel
minute
good.
By minute,
I love that.
Charlotte, what's the Tuesday vibe?
Be honest.
My zest for life is at an all-time low.
I see. And we expect nothing less. If Charlotte came in with her zest for life, I'd be a little concerned, to be honest with you. But what's happening over here? I'm up to my yin-yang right now in radiothon stuff, which is great. Don't forget, Thursday, Friday is radiothon for the Johns Hopkins Children's Center, which we love it. Honestly, authentically, do you love doing radiothon?
I do.
Yeah. We authentically love it. It's not something we're forced to do. We love going in there raising a bunch of money for kids. But the week of, I think I had 1,700 emails yesterday.
It's the biggest thing we do.
But we know it's coming. Mm-hmm. It's not a surprise to us that we're going to do this.
It's always around this time every year.
We wait till the Monday before to get, like, a lot of this stuff done. So I don't know.
Like everyone else.
It's fine.
Like everything else.
We're excited. Can you imagine winning Ravens tickets for 20 years? Like, if you're a diehard Ravens fan, like, I don't know if there's a better prize to win out there. But she did. All the way from Aberdeen, got a Harford County girl checking in today. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, all.
How in the world did you just win Ravens tickets for 20 years?
For two decades straight.
Yeah.
At the club level, mind you.
So what you buy is you get the Ravens scratch-offs, and then winning tickets, you enter them on the Maryland Lottery website. It was over 1 million entries.
So basically, if your scratch-off doesn't win, you can go on their website, and then you can enter the information on the ticket, and that gives you a second chance to win another big prize. In your case, that was tickets for 20 years.
That's right.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Me and my daughter was in the kitchen. I was making Philly cheesesteaks. Every week that we enter in the Ravens game, whoever our opposing team is, we'll make one of their favorite dishes from their state. Well, Steelers is Philly cheesesteaks. So that's what we're eating.
Yeah.
We're going to smash you guys this week.
Yeah.
So you're sitting here literally making Philly cheesesteaks, getting ready for the game, and you get a call. And what does that call say?
He said, like, I just want to let you know you're one of our six finalists. He did win $10,000 on top of that. And, like, I'm used to scam calls. So I'm just waiting for him. I'm like, this is my turn. I'm waiting for the social security number to come from.
You're like, yeah, this is fake. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what to say. I had to stop what I was doing. He sent me the email, and needless to say, the cheesesteaks were burnt that night.
That's cool enough. Like, if that was the end of the story, we'd all be like, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. But it goes further than this. What goes from there? Where are you guys meeting up? How's the story go to where you end up as the winner of these club seats for 20 years?
So they said, meet us at the stadium. Actually, two didn't show up. There was only four of us that actually showed up.
What?
So, yeah.
Other people didn't. Honestly, because they probably thought it was a scam. That would be me. I wouldn't go. I'm like, I'm getting abducted 100%. Like, I'm not going to go.
Right. So you only four showed up. The area where the seats were that were chosen for us,
yeah,
that's where we were kind of sitting
okay,
at.
The club seats, yeah.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
And they showed the name on the big screen.
Oh,
there.
Cool. What? On the Jumbotron?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the Jumbotron.
Yo,
yeah.
Your name's in the Jumbotron. That's huge.
To see my name and yeah. to see Aberdeen.
Yeah. I think what was so special about your story, too, is you end up actually being the person to win home game tickets for the next two decades. But I think it's your connection with your dad and the fact that you're a Ravens fan because of him and you losing him this last year. And we see that picture of him behind you.
This has been sorry.
It's okay.
Last year was hard. We've been fans from the couch for so many, like over 20 years plus. And losing him last year, I felt like this was definitely like to say, it's okay, Shannon. You don't have to watch it from home anymore. You can actually go enjoy what we've been doing for the past 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Like the last gift that he could give our family. And in that moment when they were choosing the name, like I just got this weird chill over me. And I could see my face in the video. Like I took a deep breath and I just felt dad was there with me in that moment.
Yeah, he was.
Like seriously.
I love that because it feels like every time you're going to go to a home game, you're still watching it with your dad.
Yeah.
Something
really special about that. Well, thank you for making time to tell us a story because it is really cool. It's a really awesome story. And congratulations once again.
Yeah. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys wanting to hear me out and hear my story. It means a lot. It really does.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
If you are ever in Disney World, you might run across a piece of art from Baltimore native Brandon Hill. Hill is a muralist known for his brightly colored geometric paintings, mostly in the DC area where he now lives. His latest work is at the Disney Springs Art Walk, an area dedicated to large murals and currently being promoted as part of Disney's Celebrate Soulfully offerings for Black History Month. Hill used his mural to show the role of Black cowboys in the American Wild West, which comprised upwards of 25% of all cowboys, the fact that he has been getting more interested in recent years with his art. And the mural will be on display year-round at the Orlando Resort.
Cool.
So
that.
Cool. Yeah.
Number two.
JetBlue will now refund your trip if it's ruined by rain. JetBlue Vacations is partnering with Weather Promise to offer reimbursement for trips affected by significant rainfall. Customers booking eligible flight and hotel vacation packages will receive automatic compensation if their destination experiences qualifying rainfall, supposedly with no paperwork and no hassle.
Yeah, I love that guarantee. First off, that's really risking a lot. You know, like how can they predict that? I don't know. Like, imagine if your trip was to Maryland, right?
And
like,
if that was the case, if my best friend flew JetBlue last weekend, then she should have been reimbursed.
Number one,
the Wicked performance many fans have been hoping for at this year's Oscars has finally been confirmed. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo are set to perform live during Hollywood's biggest night. What songs the duo will perform has not been announced, but the confirmation is actually a surprise. Given the fact that Erivo told Variety earlier this month that she didn't know where these rumors that she and Grande were performing at the show were coming from. And in January, the Academy announced its plan to move away from live performances of Oscar-nominated songs. Now, this does not count as that. This actually fits right into the initiative given the fact that the film's ineligible for a Best Original Song nomination because the music comes from a stage play. Hosted by Conan O'Brien, the 97th Academy Awards will air live on ABC. It's also streaming live on Hulu this Sunday, March 2nd at 7 p.m.
Let's have an honest conversation for a minute, okay? Are you giving up on Wicked winning an Oscar this year?
No, I'm not. Because I am very, very confused and frustrated as to why, like, Wicked has not won anything at the major award shows.
Nothing.
They've won, like, maybe, like, low-key things.
Yeah.
They're being celebrated in other ways, off-screen, whatever. But they are not winning anything.
Nothing.
And I don't know why, and it's very upsetting, but I have a feeling, and I'm hopeful, that Cynthia Erivo is going to win an Oscar.
It's all going to add up to this.
I really do.
Do you think it's because Ariana Grande ruined the movie?
You're a hater, and I'm not going to put in energy because it's a take a step at a time Tuesday for me, and it's not a terrible Tuesday.
That's one step you're not taking.
And I'm not taking that step. This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
Let's go. This time every single day, a chance to win $1,000 in free gas. If that sounds good to you, pay attention. Here's how we play. Caller number 10 is up today. And hi, good morning. Who's this?
It's Elizabeth.
It's Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Hi, Elizabeth. Good morning. You're caller 10.
All right.
Yeah, you did it. That's awesome. Welcome to the game. Have you played this before, Elizabeth, ever?
No.
First timer.
Yay.
Take it a step at a time. If we can give you any advice, it's take it one step at a time today, okay?
Okay.
Oh, boy. Let's go to Jess. We're going to explain all the rules to this game, and then we're playing for $1,000 in Dashing Gas. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash in Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass. And then we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Elizabeth, you ready to play?
I am ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What do we call the harmful rays from the sun that can damage our skin?
UV.
Correct. Question number two. What Justin Timberlake song is a phrase used to describe bringing something back into style?
Oh, pass.
Question number three. How many stripes are on the American flag?
Oh,
that's question number four. Which fast food restaurant uses the slogan, I'm loving it?
McDonald's.
Correct. Question number five. Finish this daytime soap opera's opening slogan, like sands through the hourglass, these are the what?
Days of our lives.
Correct. Question number six. How many vowels are in the word welcome?
Three.
Correct. Question number seven. Which 1992 building toy featured interlocking plastic rods and connectors allowing kids to create large structures?
Pass.
That's 60 seconds right there. There we go. We're 60.
Elizabeth, I really like your voice. When you said Days of Our Lives, I felt that.
I was invested.
Because I used to watch it all the time.
You said it with it. You're like, Days of Our Lives.
I also love that you don't know how many stripes on the flag, but you do know McDonald's slogan. So that's good. That's really
Don't even trip. We'll go back to all number two of the question that you skipped. What Justin Timberlake song title is a phrase used to describe bringing something back into style? That's Sexy Back.
Sexy Back, we were looking for.
Sexy Back. Question number three. How many stripes are on the American flag? That's 13. And then question number seven, which 1992 building toy featured interlocking plastic rods and connectors allowing kids to create large structures? That's Kanex.
It's Kanex.
Kanex.
Kanex. Kanex. Oh. Yeah, those were Kanex. Yep.
I'm thinking Lincoln Log.
I know Lincoln Log's also a legit toy. It almost has a very similar thing, right? If we didn't say plastic, you may have a case there.
You did incredible, Elizabeth. Please call back and talk anytime. I love the sound of your voice.
Was it fun?
Great. Oh, yes. Awesome. Great. It was the first time I've gotten through in years.
I'm so thankful that you're here. I'm glad you tried. You took it one step at a time today, and we love that. And we'll try. We're going to come back tomorrow, last day of the week that we're going to play for $1,000 in free gas. Thursday, Friday, we're off for Radiothon. And we hope you have a great day, Elizabeth.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Elizabeth. And make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, griddle pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun. Only at Dash In.
If you learn nothing else from the show, I want it to be always complain. Like, never don't complain, okay? Because I promise you, it will always pay off for you in life.
Oh, I hate that.
You know where this is going.
Oh, yeah.
This is a Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Y'all, I got an update for you that's going to warm your heart today.
Is this about your stupid pan?
It is about my stupid pan, Jessica.
My biggest pet peeve is like complainers. So,
well, in
I'm
case
sure you can imagine, like, how do I do this every day? I don't know. I really don't know how I do it.
I have a alter ego that you may not know about me. Maybe if you're newer to the show, Jess. And Jess actually gave it a nickname. It's what?
Kramer Karen. It's when Kramer, it's actually just himself.
It's just me. It's not even alter ego. It's my ego.
But we just like.
It's my whole identity
it's
now.
Literally you, but
It's when you are so determined to get what you want that you don't care who you disrespect. You don't care who you offend. You don't care who you terrify. You don't stop until you get exactly what you want and how you want it, even if you are literally in the wrong.
Well, the term Karen, I feel like, has just been demonstracized. I don't know if that's a word, but it has been. I mean, us people that feel like we have been wrong, we deserve to stand up for ourselves. I told you a story last week that I have this frying pan that had scratches, and it literally stopped at, like, the non-stick part.
The scratches
started sticking.
That you put on it.
I don't think it was
after
for me.
After 8 months of use?
I'm not sure. The pan was, getting close to a year old. And so I sent an email to the company. I'm like, hey, the pan, it's like, things
the
are sticking.
The pan is used because I've been using it for 8 months.
I paid $40 or something, like $50 for this pan. Like, what in the world? I hate this.
Oh, my God.
And they wrote back and said, sorry, it's, you know, that's, you used the wrong utensils on that. I said, excuse me?
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
what happens when the customer uses the product that they've been given.
Inappropriately, at least.
Doesn't take care of it. Doesn't clean it.
I sent them a really nasty email. And I was like,
okay,
yo, check
it out.
Step
one, yeah, check.
For a, I'll sum this up, but I was basically like, hey, how dare you? How dare you come at me and tell me that I use my pan wrong? Like, I'm the pan owner. Like, I'll tell you how I use my pan.
Yeah, I'm a professional chef that uses meal prep every single week, and I know how to cook.
I can warm up any
the right way.
Hello Fresh meal. So, I mean, I called him dismissive. I called him unprofessional. I said, this is utterly lacking basic customer care. I mean, I went in, right?
You're wild. Did you do that or did AI do it?
No, I did it.
That's
it
even worse. It came from your soul. Go on.
So I sent this email, and some of you were like, yeah, like, stand up for yourself. Jess obviously was wildly opposed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm sick of it.
For those that hate Kramer Karen, let me tell you, I got a response back
a couple days later. I'm so pissed.
It said, Steven.
Oh, no.
We will do a one-time store credit for you for the pan.
Enablers.
Let us know what store that you can bring it to so that we can advise the staff to give you a store credit. Yo.
So lame.
They told me no. I complained.
You broke them down.
And I got what I wanted.
And I hate it when this happens because it makes you feel like it's okay to behave this way.
Let's go.
Listen. I need someone to tell you no other than myself. That's why you act crazy in the wild. You think this is normal behavior and it's not.
It's Kramer Karen who will live on forever and always get his way.
Oh my God. It's Radiothon week on Mix 106.5, and this Thursday and Friday we're going to be at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, and I think it's easy to just kind of get caught up in our own lives, but this is a friendly reminder that everybody needs help sometimes.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Hey, yeah, it's Tuesday. It's Take It One Step at a Time Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which is, we don't think it's going to be enough. Full-time thing, but we're just trying it on for size.
It's a thing.
If you've never been here for Nieces Know Best, this is an advice segment where Jess turns to her nieces. Jess, we've never introduced them to your nieces before. Please do it.
I'm really close to my family, and every week I chat with my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 12 and Maya is 10, just about different things that are going on in my life. And I wanted to get their take on why it's so important to give back when we can.
So this is a massive week on our radio station because this Thursday and Friday is Radiothon, where we raise money for Johns Hopkins Children's Center that helps families and children in need when they're sick. And so I want to ask you guys why it's so important for people to help others, even if they are not going through that particular situation themselves. Abby, you go first.
I think it's really important that we set an example to help each other because you never know when you might end up in the situation of the person you're helping. Mm-hmm. If we set that example, it will come back
around.
Right,
we want to pay it forward. When you are putting forth that love and that energy, it somehow comes back to you.
Yes.
Maya, what do you think?
I would think that not everybody cares for others like some other people do. It's still good to donate because you never know when you'll be in that situation, like what Abby's.
Absolutely. That's why I think it's so, so special that we do this every single year, just because, like you said, Abby, no one expects to be in that situation. And that's something that I learn every single year when I go to the hospital. And like kind of what you're saying, Maya, not everybody has someone close to them that they can call when they need help. And so I think it's really special if we can be those people for somebody else, we can. So thank you so much, you guys. I love you.
Love you.
It really is like a great lesson to teach your kids. And I will say, it is a lot of pressure on all of us, like you included, like to pull this off every year. I mean, we raised what, 1.4 million, 1.43 something last year.
Mm-hmm.
And none of these families walk in there thinking that, like you could be listening right now having no idea that this time in the next 365 days you may need the services of Johns Hopkins.
That's what they say every time. Yeah. Every time they sit down, they're always like, we never thought it was going to be us.
And to hear like the younger generation get involved like this, love that.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. So get your kids involved when we do Radiothon coming up here Thursday, Friday of this week on Mix 106.5.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city. The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
What?
I have 13 Jessicas in my phone.
Yeah. I can't tell how many I have, but it's a lot.
Yeah, I love it.
Happy Jessica Day, everybody.
Number three.
The CIAA basketball tournament, an annual showcase of top HBCU basketball talent, officially kicks off today in Baltimore, marking its return to the city for the fifth consecutive year. The game starting today, running through Saturday, March 1st. 24 teams will compete in the men's and women's single elimination tournament at CFG Bank Arena. And these are particularly noteworthy this year because they're also celebrating the 50th anniversary of the CIAA women's basketball tournament. Along with the basketball action, the week will also feature cultural celebrations in recognition of this significant milestone. And you can get all that info at CIAATournament.org.
Number two.
Denny's has added an egg surcharge to its menu. Due to the ongoing nationwide egg shortage and rising costs, the popular diner chain known for its Grand Slam breakfast say the price increase is necessary to keep up with higher supply costs. They join Waffle House, who's already adjusted its prices to deal with the bird flu-induced shortage in eggs. Now, Denny's has not said how long the surcharge will last, but they assure customers that they are working to keep prices as low as possible while still serving fresh eggs in their meals.
Okay, this might be a dumb question from your friendly neighborhood vegan here, but like, can't you just not eat eggs right now? Like, can't you just be like, yo, chill? Like, maybe if you need it for a recipe, I understand, but like, couldn't you just sacrifice, if you went to Denny's,
mm-hmm,
maybe you just get some bacon and some toast and maybe an extra side of sausage or something versus eggs. Like, it just seems like it's costing so much money. Why y'all free? No one has ever wanted eggs so bad. The fandom for eggs is so high, and I've never heard of eggs.
I think you
so
think
bad.
That because eggs are not a part of your diet. Eggs are a massive part of my diet, a part of my meal prep. I mean, I blend it with a lot of things, like for protein. Yes, there are other protein options, but like eggs is such a healthy option,
yeah,
that like Garage Boy and I are struggling, to be honest with you.
Number one.
A video of Justin Bieber acting strange and fidgety has people wondering if the singer is on drugs, but his rep is shutting them down. So the rumor started circulating after a video surfaced of him with what some fans think to be acting strangely at a pop-up event for his wife Haley's skincare line. In the video, Justin is talking to a fan, but he looks thin. He's got sunglasses and a really wide, almost exaggerated grin on his face, and he also keeps shifting weight from one foot to the other. But a rep for the Biebers says that the opposite is true. Justin is actually in one of the best places he's ever been in his life, and he is not using hard drugs, and the new parents have been focusing on their family and their new son.
Okay, so I'll say, and I'm not a believer, if you will. I will say, watching that video, it doesn't look great. He doesn't. It's not a flattering video of him. I could see why if people took that 15-second clip, mm-hmm, and said, let's judge this man if he's doing well or not, mm-hmm, on this. I mean, I could see where it's coming from. Now, let me put it this way. About 50% of the videos that we do for this show, I look like I'm on drugs, okay? You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, if you're not thinking the camera's on you, you're not smiling. Like, it's, yeah, just not like...
No.
It's not fair. I see why.
Okay.
See why.
Okay. In my opinion, as the believer, this man was diagnosed with Lyme disease in 2020, with Ramsay-Hunt syndrome in 2022, and he's always worn baggy clothes. Now, granted, like, do we know for sure what's going on? Absolutely not. But I do think, and I don't know why we continue to do this to him, is like he is constantly being talked about in that way, that he's on something or whatever. I don't think that it's weird that he had this massive smile on his face. He looks like a husband at his wife's event talking to someone that he doesn't know, and he's trying to do his thing.
You look like Post Malone looks every day.
I just don't know. And this is why, like, we need to leave this man alone. This is why he doesn't make music. This is why he never goes outside. Like, I firmly believe that he's fine, and the more we speak about him this way, the longer it's going to take for him to even step a pinky toe on stage ever again. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Today is National Jessica Day. We don't even know what that means. I have no idea why it's national. We didn't know about this until this morning when Charlotte told us.
That's fun.
And so Jess, of course, on our show, we're clapping Jess. Yeah, Jess, it's her day. It's her day.
And all
right?
The Jessicas.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi there.
Happy day.
Happy Jessica Day.
Happy Jessica Day to you.
Tell us the pros and the cons of being a Jessica, please.
The pros are the nicknames aren't bad. My family, since I was little, has always called me Jessie.
Yeah.
A lot of people call me Jess.
Yeah.
But I like all versions of my name.
Love it. The con?
When people can't remember my name, they always call me Jennifer.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is calling you Jennifer?
Yo, I'll be honest. I do that kind of stuff all the time with Jennifer. Like Jennifer, Jessica, you're one of those J names that just kind of, you know, like, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I think it's like a J name. It's got two letters together
you're
in
all the
name.
Same. Yeah.
And I know the year I was born, Jennifer and Jessica were in the top three names. Yeah. The other
really?
Name was
do you not get Jennifer ever, Jess? Do you never
no,
get like,
no one's
like,
ever called me Jennifer
no.
before.
Well, there you go.
People that aren't really focused, and then they want to talk to me later, like, hey, Jennifer. I'm like, no, it's Jessica.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%.
Hey, this is Shannon from Owings Mills. Am I a bad mom for not wanting my son to give money to the radiothon this year?
Probably.
I think I'm just more curious about the situation.
Well, yeah, let's delve into this. By the way, this is Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi, good morning. If you've not been here, we have parents call in when their parents been in questioning, right, Jess?
Yes. So parents have shared when someone in their life calls them a bad parent, and we just kind of take a step back and look at the situation from a different perspective, just so we can kind of see what's going on.
So why would you not want him to give money to Radiothon? I'm confused. Which, by the way, is coming up on Thursday, Friday.
Well, first of all, my husband says that it's a bad parenting lesson. Mm-hmm. So I have a son that's turned 16 in April, and he wants a car, and he needs a car because we drive him everywhere, and we're so sick of it. So we said, you earn $3,000, and we'll cover the rest. Our neighbors have this car. We're going to make this deal. And so he's been doing a great job at earning all this money.
That's incredible.
And yeah, he's an amazing kid. We love him. Anyways, he pulled me and my husband in the other day. I don't want to spend this money on a car. I want to donate it to the Radiothon this year.
Aww. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's so sweet.
He gets inspired by listening to people on the Radiothon. He kind of tunes in every year.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'm like, do you want to donate at all?
I feel like you're not happy about it.
Yeah. What's the tone? What's the tone?
It's so much money. And it's like maybe some of it, but not all of it. And I'm like, am I a bad mom for saying, hold your horses? You're a kid at 16. And honestly, I'd have to make up the stuff that he doesn't put in, the money he doesn't put in, because we told we'd match it, right?
So he would still get the car, but you would then have to pay for the full amount of the car.
Yes.
Oh.
And honestly, I really don't want to do that.
Okay.
Is there any way that he could just like take the time to raise the money himself so you don't have to do that?
So we plan to have the car on his birthday, which is in a month and a half, so we don't have to drive him around anymore.
Like in the schedule already.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, let's recap here. So Shannon's saying, my son had raised all this money to get a car on his 16th birthday, and we basically said that we were going to pick up the rest of the money, which, by the way, how much is the car?
$7,500.
Okay. So all of a sudden he came to you and said, listen, I think instead of getting this new car, I would rather take this money that I've saved, which is $3,000, which is crazy, and I want to give that to the Radiothon for the kids over at Johns Hopkins. You, though, are telling him no because it would be a bad life lesson if you let your son give all of his earnings to a charity cause. Side note, you would also still get him the car, but you'd have to pay this money.
Yes.
So would she be making the wrong move here if she doesn't let her son, if she lets her son give all of his money to the Radiothon? I mean, 410-583-1065, Jess.
I think it's really sweet that he wants to do that and that he made that choice on his own. And I feel like there's something in his heart that's pulling him to do that. I just think it's kind of showing the kind of person that he wants to be. And so I would hate to take that opportunity away from him, especially because it's the money that he earned and that he worked for.
I totally get that. And he is a good kid. But it's like, donate $400.
I mean, I understand in your mind, you're like, you know, I don't want to have to drop an extra $3,000. So I'll empathize with you on your side for a second of, hey, I mean, yo, none of us got three extra grand sitting around right now.
Yeah.
If that's where that money's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Right. Like, would this be a good opportunity for her to teach her son? Like, you know, when we make money, we do give some to charity but we don't give everything to charity. Cause in a couple of years, he's going to need to like know this.
And I don't want to drive him around anymore.
Right, you don't want to drive. Okay. All right. 410-583-1065. So Shannon's saying, listen, my son saved up all this money for a car. He now wants to give it to the Radiothon for the Children's Hospital for Johns Hopkins. I think it's a bad idea. I want to tell him no because I think it's for multiple reasons, really. But am I a bad mom if I do?
This is Michelle in Bel Air.
Hey, Michelle. Good morning. Michelle.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey, so tell us, I mean, is she in the wrong by telling her son, do not donate this money to Johns Hopkins Children's Center?
I don't think she's in the wrong. I understand the practicality of it. And, you know, we all want to donate, but we can't donate all of our money. Like, you know, that's
right.
As much as we want to, but I think it needs to be encouraged. My idea would be they sit down, they have a conversation. They're like, okay, you can donate, I don't know, $500, $1,000, whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll do this payment. We'll front the extra money. We'll do this payment plan. You'll pay us back. That way, you know, and then it's kind of like, it's a compromise. And then I also would absolutely be like showering praise on the kid. But I think like meet them in the middle, make it a budgeting lesson, look at the budget, look at, you know, if he's going to have to contribute to car insurance, whatever. And then he can, you know, feel good about giving. And then also, you know, the practicality side of it also kind of gets covered.
So like a lesson all around for everybody involved.
410-583-1065. Hey, Mariah and Joppa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you think? I mean, is she doing the wrong thing here by telling her son, do not give your money to charity? I mean, kind of.
So I definitely understand what she's saying, but I do kind of feel like she is in the wrong for telling him what to do with his money.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that he's only 16 and he's saved up $3,000 on his own for a car.
It's incredible.
That's great.
Incredible.
It is. It's really amazing. Especially kids nowadays, you know, unfortunately, everybody is that responsible.
What about adults nowadays, okay?
I know, that's hard. That's a hard thing to do.
I'm impressed. I'm honestly impressed.
It is. I'm 33 years old, and it's hard for me to save money, you know?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I'm so proud of that kid for saving up the money and the fact that he wants to donate the money, you know, to the charity. I do every year. It makes me feel amazing.
Well,
I know I'm helping kids that are in need.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of positive factors that go into this.
Right.
But yes, I understand what she's saying, but then again, it is his money. He saved it. If that's what he wants to do with it, then he's going to have to either save up more money to get a car, or he might regret it afterwards, but that's something that he's going to have to, you know, find out himself.
I mean, Shannon, it sounds like most parents are saying that, like, you should let him give the money. And
yeah, you know, I get what you mean and what they, but you know, $3,000 is a lot of money, guys.
It's a lot. Yeah, it is a lot.
It is, but it's his money though that he made.
Valid.
Yeah, it is. That is valid. And you know, we'll think about it. We'll have another chat with him, and maybe we can come to kind of some sort of compromise, I suppose.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.